The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear.
Well, what I was talking about earlier, half an early hour, I was telling you about all the toxins. I was telling you about how our gut is our brain. You know, we know now from the latest research that the gut is our brain, that the gray matter between our ears are just the CPU. This is just recent research. The last 2 years, I worked with four laboratories, okay? So we, you know, and I was talking to Mark Anderson, I was talking to John Stadtmiller about all this, and we're discussing, you know, how bit by bit the Marxist left, you know, working with the powers that be, are destroying our minds, our bodies, and our Western culture. Now, in my opinion, these toxins are our biggest problem, okay? They're our biggest problem. And, you know, on this hour, you know, I'm going to take off the gloves. And it's the moment when you tell that asshole that's been bugging you too much, you know, let's talk about this outside right now, you know. And I'm fed up with the elite and the left destroying our culture and ruining our lives forever with all these toxins and turning our lives into a dystopia world like the Hunger Games movie. Trust me, that is their goal. Where only the haves live in a luxury disguised prison and are essentially robots in a controlled environment, while the have-nots live in a poverty-stricken rural squatter camp of primitive communities. You know, Mark and John and I both agreed that there is destroying the role of men and women. In fact, they quite frankly want to eliminate gender altogether. Now we can't use gender pronouns anymore. They are taking away our self-worth by convincing us that we don't have to think or develop ourselves at all. At every turn, they're diminishing and eliminating Christian thought and tradition so fast it makes your head spin. And then all the people who will not, you know, comply and just be a robot, who, you know, are self-reliant and ambitious and wanting to make something out of their lives and expanding their goals and pursuing the American dream, they are deemed and criticized by the left squawk box and the neighborhood snitches as being racist Nazis. The Marxist left is so desperate now. They are desperate. They're losing and they know it. They'll do anything now to be as vicious as they can because they are losing their sick, pernicious battle. They are beyond panic attack. They are the zombie apocalypse right in our face with all their Antifa thugs. They want to destroy America now because they're destroying it. You know, they see destroying it as the only solution for their degenerative, stressful state of mind. It's even all over TV. We're on the crime dramas. The shows will glorify the police and the justice system pursuing and punishing the patriot or conservative citizens on the show. Make no mistake about it, folks. The writers in Hollywood are no better than the pink, blue-haired transvestites giving our youngsters in elementary school library their reading for the day. You know, their sick dialogue they call the story hour. They all never get, you know, thought, you know, they never get past that last puff from their bong or see beyond their decadent sex cravings and nauseating erotic rendezvous that would make even Rome's Emperor Caligula pause and say, oh, wait just a minute, slow down just a little bit. As far as the Marxist left is concerned, if you can't make everyone, including the patriots and the conservatives, fit into that degenerative lifestyle, then those people have to be eliminated. And America that we know and love has to be destroyed because for them, it's no damn good. Don't be fooled anymore, folks. This is exactly their life's intentions and their goals. And meanwhile, while all that is keeping everybody distracted with all this, you know, political stuff and everything that's going on, they keep throwing those toxins in heavier and heavier. Heavier and heavier. They're banned in other countries, but I can name you 300 or 400 toxins that we're still exposed to, and that is the problem. It's destroying our microbiome. Our microbiome is our, you know, our gut is our brain. And as I ponder all these consequences and think about the America I know, it is the America I remember in high school, growing up in a military town on the coast of Florida. Yeah, you know, I'm from Florida, you know, on the Gulf Coast, and there are bayous and you know, beaches, and that's what we did. You know, we did everything on the water, but we're a military town, and I learned to type on a manual typewriter and use the slide rule to do my calculation, where the boys took shop class and learned mechanical drawing and chose either auto mechanics, woodworking, or air conditioning or heater repair, and the girls took home economics, and everybody loved it and excelled at it. We played tackle football, fast pitch softball, hardball, and basketball during PE or physical education, and the girls played basketball and softball. We had field day twice a year with a 100-yard dash, the broad jump, the three-legged race, and dodgeball, where every one of us had a chance to throw the volleyball to hit someone in the group. So you got to move fast and get out of the way so you won't be hit, but you got your chance to throw the ball too. Our trampolines didn't have a cage around it. The class surrounded the trampoline, and if anyone got too far off or, you know, and, you know, on our side, then we'd push them back in. You know, we're on the outside of the circle, we push them back into the center. On the rainy days, when we could not go outside for physical education or PE, the girls and boys would participate in dance class inside the gymnasium. We would do ballroom dance, line dance, square dance. You know, we're taught to be, you know, it depending, you know, which dance it was depending on which coach was their turn on that rainy day to, you know, supervise us kids doing the dance. Because we had, you know, one country coach and he could call and do square dance. We had another gal and she, you know, specialized in ballroom dance. So we did it all. We were taught to be courteous to our mothers and to women and to our superiors and supervisors because they worked hard to give us all the good life. And then when we grew up, we would do the same. It was not ever vocalized much because everyone understood that. And that's just the way it is. And yes, there were bullies. And you learn at an early age to stand up for yourself and fight back if necessary. And if you're caught fighting and you both got a severe paddling, the assistant principal would say, you both get 4 good ones. Now stop fighting. Bam, 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 bam. And buddy, that's the way it was. And believe me, you hated to sit down in class after that, but you had to. All right? That's the way it was. When over the long term, you develop a spine with a fortitude and character. And after school, when we're not in the school sports team, if we're not at, you know, practice, then we would go water skiing, fishing, or surfing. You know, we'd wear our swimming trunks underneath our blue jeans. The girls would wear their bikinis underneath their blouses. And, you know, but that's the America I knew. It's gone. And Mark Anderson, John Statler, and I agreed this and many other things together. And we're trying to pinpoint, and they were trying to pinpoint how all this got lost. And I told Mark, I said, well, part of the control they have on our minds and our lives is through the use of these toxins in our food supply. Well, Mark didn't argue with me on that. And, you know, because he's the reporter. He did the research. He knows that for a fact. Because today, who knows? There are more toxins in our food, and the kids as well as adults are losing their minds and they're losing their health. You may be tired of hearing me talk about the toxins. Well, I'm saying to you right now, stop and not be tired of hearing about toxins. Start listening to me a little bit more closely. according to our lab researchers, you know, Jeffrey Bland, Zachary Bush, MD, Haraday, the latest research shows that today in America, 1 in 3 males is sterile. Like I said, 1 in 4 women is infertile. That's incredible. That's today, right now. That's even more alarming. According to the latest research, the latest studies from MIT and Harvard, their research shows that at this rate and at this rise of disease and infertility, at such a steady, it's already on a vertical rate, that within 7 years, we as humans, as a species, will lack the ability to procreate. That's right, right here in America, okay? This is not an accident. It's planned population extinction and mass chemical poisoning of the humans in America. You know who's going to win? Let me just tell you. Europe's going to take longer, but glyphosate's in the air. It's all in the environment. So Europe's going to fall too. But the only one that's really going to be around the longest is Russia. You know, everything is banned there. They have no chemicals on their food. They have no toxins, no GMOs, no glyphosate. So they're the only ones, they're going to be the last ones standing in 70 years. Okay? Do you want that to happen? I don't think so. You know, we both have seen, you know, Mark and I talked about how in Austria and Switzerland, how they ban, you know, GMOs and glyphosate and everything. And they don't have as many toxins in their food as we do here in America. Yes, the EU, with all their tyranny, controlling the money supply, they firmly believe in eating organic and chemical free. And guess what? In Austria and Switzerland, I mean, that's just the ones Mark and I know about. They teach their children to play music, learn math, history, teach them to have the pride and ambition to embrace culture and traditions and learn more. And the children are taking pride in their learning and development. And of special note here is their children and the population in general in Austria and Switzerland are still getting whole food that's free of chemicals and is organic. Now, you can immediately see the difference in people's cognitive skills when you talk to them. Boy, they look right at you. They look right at you, and they tell you, you know, what they're thinking, and they answer your questions and everything. And make I can't make my point more clear. The powers that be are really degrading and killing us Americans with our food, air, and water in a rapid fashion. You may have heard me on other shows where I keep talking about the toxins and food additives. And I just named in the first hour about many of these toxins and about how they're our biggest threat. They damage our microbiome. They damage our gut, which damages our brain. It causes cancer. Our biggest problem is the toxins, folks. That is our biggest problem. It's not the impact of an asteroid. It's not the political chaos. That's a distraction. It's not the climate change or global warming or the carbon footprint. That is a distraction. These are all distractions that the power that be have promoted and projected onto you to keep you from seeing the real threat. The real threat of annihilation and poisoning of our institutes, you know, by institutions like Big Pharma and Big Ag. That's the real threat. Well, some people are germaphobes, and, you know, they're scared of the flu or some other bug. But like I said earlier, I'm not scared of any bug because once I got rid of the virus, I'm not scared of any bugs at all, okay? But toxins are different, and there's no doubt about it. I am a chemophobe because our tests in the lab show I'm so aware, you know, I've been doing laboratory work for over 35 years, okay? Now, just 15, 20 years ago, we weren't showing any of these problems, you know, by the statistics from the diseases. And in my lab tests, I didn't show any of those toxins or heavy metals, not like I'm seeing today. And each decade in the past 20 years has gotten worse and worse and worse. And I'm seeing more arsenic. I'm seeing more uranium. I'm seeing more mercury. I'm seeing more, lead. I'm seeing the rise in these chemicals, and you hear the consequences. I can't eat this food. I can't eat that food. I'm gluten intolerant, you know. Well, folks, you know, that's because these toxins have damaged our microbiome. You know, they've opened that mucosal layer that protects us, and all of a sudden we can't eat certain foods anymore. Okay? Now I've got solutions. The Johnny style, I don't ever talk about a problem unless I got a solution. And I don't ever talk a problem unless I got facts. So I've been giving you the facts. I've been telling you which toxins they are. I've been telling you what they do to our microbiome and to our gut. And in the rest of the show, I'm going to tell you more and more about the solutions, okay? But I'm just telling you, this is our biggest problem. Is, you know, because in 70 years, we're going to be, you know, unable to procreate. Only the Russians will be left standing. I mean, China, they are full of toxins too. Everywhere else in the world are going to have more toxins, and they're going to be sterile and infertile as well. You know, after 70 years, you know, only Russia will be standing. They're the only ones that will be able to make the population on the earth again. Okay, at this present level, at this present stage, each decade I've seen in the analysis and the reports, and I know for a fact from the lab tests that that there's more contamination in my patients than ever before. The massive amounts of toxins that people pick up in the food today is shocking. So much so that all I do, I do all my own cooking and all the food I eat. If I go to Dallas, because Dallas is about an hour away, I'll take my food with me. You know, I'll put it in a Tupperware container. I already cooked it. I know what it is. And I do all my own cooking and all, you know, that way I know exactly what I'm getting. That way, you know, it's like, and I can tell you more about which foods to get, and I will go over that a little bit about where to buy some foods that are safe and free from glyphosate and free from GMOs. I'll give you that right now while it's on my mind, because again, Johnny's about solutions. One place you can get your grains is called the Grain Place Foods, Inc. Okay? Grain Place Foods. GrainPlaceFoods.com, all right? I buy rolled oats, rolled wheat, rolled triticale. You know, they're quick to cook. They cook them just like oatmeal, but they're all organic. When something's organic, that means it hadn't been irradiated. That means it doesn't have, it's not GMO, okay? That means, it doesn't have chemicals in it, all right? They're safe to eat. So they've got all types of grains, and they got a few legumes. But I encourage you to call the Grain Place. I have nothing to do with their, you know, there's no monetary thing involved as far as I'm concerned. That's just where I buy my rolled oats, my rolled rice. And, yes, I buy rolled rice, rolled brown rice. I got 25 pounds for $76, okay? And it just takes 5 minutes to cook when it's rolled. And that's the whole grain. That's organic. Doesn't have any chemicals. So you can call them, and that's one place you can get your grains that's not GMO, and it won't damage your microbiome, okay? Another place that I get my foods is Purcell Mountain Farms. And, the Grain Place, they're out of Nebraska. Purcell Mountain Farms, they're out of Idaho, okay? And so if you're listening, I think their name, their website is PurcellMountain.com, but their number is 208-267-9627. Purcell Mountain Farms, 208-267-9627. Okay? So they have grains too that's organic. All right, so I buy, and they have like rolled quinoa, all right, that's rolled, and it's quick to cook, and with quinoa, you need that shell cracked, and that way you get more nutrition, okay? So that's just a few food solutions for you right there, and I'm going to get into more solutions as we get on through the rest of the hour, but I want everybody to make sure that they understand that, you know, this is our number one problem, is toxins in our food, and they're pouring on faster than we can, you know, fix it. Okay, I'll be right back after this quick message.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back for this short segment at the bottom of the hour. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and this is the National Intelligence Report. He will be back on Monday's show. Okay, so I was just going over about toxins at the first hour, and then telling the consequences that it does to our microbiome, and our microbiome and our gut does all of our thinking for us. It is our brain, and these toxins damage the microbiome, then it damages our brain, and then it also is totally responsible for the immunity response. And so all that gets really out of whack really quick with the toxins. And so just now I was giving you some sources of food that's not GMO, that's not toxic. And so another place to buy, I get my legumes and beans and pumpkin seeds. A lot of their stuff is organic. Even the stuff that's not organic, like I bought some black turtle beans, they all sprout. And if they sprout, that means they have not been irradiated, okay? And, you know, they're chemical-free, but, you know, if they're not organic, they're chemical-free, which is fine because they sprout, and I know that they haven't been irradiated, but they have many things that are organic. Okay, so the name of this place, they're out of Toledo, Ohio. Holy Toledo. They're called Bulk Foods. Bulkfoods.com. Okay? That's how you get a hold of them. Bulkfoods.com. And, you know, you can just go to bulkfoods.com and look at all the different selections. And, get your grains and your beans, and I buy my pumpkin seeds there. I buy my navy beans there, and lentils there. So I buy my millet there, okay? And like I said, I cook all my own food, and to me, it's worth it because I know I'm not getting the toxins, and trust me, it's worth it because I feel so much better. So another thing, I'm just bringing more good news. There's been a big pushback. Like I said, I've worked with four or five laboratories, and one researcher who's been around for a long time, he's really good, Joseph Marcolo, Dr. Marcolo, you've heard of him. You've heard all about. Anyway, he just did an article October 22nd, just a week or so ago. Okay, the title of the article, Fluoridated Water May Soon Be Outlawed. This is huge. And I'll read you some of the action points here. Because fluoride is not good for you, okay? You don't want chlorine. You don't want fluoride. You don't want to drink water that has fluorine and chloride in it, okay? Just trust me on this one, all right? They say it fights cavities, but that's just BS too. It doesn't. It makes your cavity, it makes your teeth more brittle, makes your bones brittle. It actually, you know, hardens your pineal gland, is, you know, the actions of fluoride and chloride together, especially when you add a little bit of aluminum in there when you get a vaccine. Oh my God, all of a sudden you're losing your brain, activity of your pineal gland, and that's so important. Your pineal gland is like your intuitive gland. I mean, it's just, anyway. So the Action Network, Fluoride Action Network, and the coalition partners filed a petition against the EPA to ban water fluoridation in U.S. drinking water under Section 21 of the Toxic Substances Control Act. So I'll get into a little bit more about this, but, you know, Dr. Marcoli is a good researcher. And so under the Toxic Substances Act, Toxic Substances Control Act, the EPA evaluates risks from new and existing chemicals and is supposed to act to address any unreasonable risk, such as chemicals that may pose a threat to human health and environment. Well, they're not doing their job, folks. When I just named you the first part of the show, you know, I just named you about, you know, 5 or 10 major toxins that are definitely will damage our health. They banned them in other countries, but yet the EPA dropped the ball here. And not only are we getting it here in our food, but we're getting more and more of it. It's on the rise, okay? So in this case, fluoride's been in our water for years, and it's not good for us. And that's another thing, that because of these successes in court, you know, under the Toxic Substances Control Act, there's been some victories in court, okay? So the EPA has maintained that because fluoride supposedly prevents cavities, a benefit that, you know, that's been disproven. It's, you know, we now know without a shadow of doubt that fluoride doesn't eliminate cavities. And they keep saying it's justified adding the chemical to the water through scientific research said it poses significant threats. So that's their position. They've been paid off. Okay, but recently the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California denied a request by the EPA to delay a lawsuit of upcoming date of February 3rd, 2020. So that was a good victory, and that moves fluoride ban even closer to reality. So 2 or 3 weeks later, they had a second win and another legal victory, where the EPA tried to put up another roadblock by limiting the scope of discovery. In other words, the EPA worked to prohibit, you know, those attorneys from obtaining internal EPA documents that prohibit prohibit the experts from relying on those recent publishes. See, this is just like the tobacco was for, what, 40, 50 years. They knew it caused cancer. They had the studies to prove it, and yet they hid the documents from the public for years and years and years till these, you know, money-hungry lawyers got a hold of they sensed money, man. They tasted blood, and all of a sudden, you know, the tobacco companies had to release those documents, and they knew all that, all about cancer, you know, causing agents of nicotine and tar and all that from way back in the mid-40s and on. They had the studies to show that. Same way with the EPA. They have studies showing that fluoride is bad. It's not good. It causes so many problems, and yet they're trying to stonewall these attorneys from getting to it. But that's changing, okay? So things are happening in rapid fashion. So, and, you know, the study, you know, involved, you know, they have all these studies that show how this fluoride has been so damaging. And, you know, one of the studies was, you know, 299 pairs of women with their babies. You know, and Mexico does not fluoridate their drinking water, but the study participants were exposed to fluoride via fluoridated salt and other levels of naturally occurring fluoride in drinking water. So these 299 pairs of women with their babies were exposed just to the fluoride that was in the salt and the naturally occurring in the drinking water. So this showed that the fluoride level, you know, was damaging to the mothers and the kids, okay? This study showed that. And the urine sample showed that they were getting the fluoride. So, you know, the researchers then compared those fluoride levels to each child's intelligence addressing using the cognitive, general cognitive index, or GCI, you know? And these are the McCarthy scales of children's ability at age 4. And again, between the ages of 16 and 12 years old, using this WASHAR abbreviated scale of intelligence, which is WAS, while the children's fluoride levels at ages 4 to 6 and to 12 were not associated with their intelligence, the study found that exposure that occurs prenatally was linked to lower intelligence scores. It's a fact. So, in fact, women with higher levels of fluoride in their urine during pregnancy, you know, had the children with lower intelligence. It was shown factually, boom, right across the board. So fluoride is not good, whether it's for pregnant women or any age, okay? So there's third and fourth victories leading to a landmark trial with the EPA, and all these studies are going on. And we're, you know, I don't know if we're going to do the second break, but I'll just keep going and just tell you that there's been a pushback, okay? So right now, there's a possibility for fluoride getting eliminated in our water and, you know, across all 50 states. So but the fight is on. So I just want to make everybody aware how dangerous this is. and so anyway, we'll go right on through this hour, and we'll just have a short break right before the top of the hour. And I want to get into more solutions, okay? You know, the other problem with fluoride-free, you know, and the flossing and all that is they're using, you know, mercury fillings, you know, and that's a danger to the brain. So continuing with solutions, I want to let you know that even though we have this onslaught, make no mistake about it, folks. They are poisoning us. They are trying to eliminate us. And especially, you know, in America and the Western culture, the powers that be, they don't want us anymore. They want to try to eliminate us as fast as they can't win politically. So they're going to just keep dumping these poisons on us. That's what it boils down to. I mean, do you want in your body, you know, do you want these toxins like BHA or, you know, glyphosate or BHT? Or arsenic or mercury? I mean, do you want to do that? You know, how do you want to get rid of that? Even with all the poisons, would you like to have a body that will throw them out faster than you're taking them in? Again, that's what balanced cells and balanced microbiome is doing. and what I do in the lab and what I do with my patients, where I have the rate of repair faster than the rate of injury, even with all these toxins that are coming on. You know, I want to make sure that my patients are balanced in the cells and balanced in their gut, okay? So that way the rate of repair is faster and much quicker than the rate of injury. So if they do happen to get a bad meal or something and the toxins come in their body, they're going to throw them out, okay? So aggressive, you know, chemotherapy or aggressive, you know, inpatient chelation is not the way to go. That's like antibiotics. You don't want antibiotics. That disrupts the microbiome. The mainstream and some natural practitioners will recommend these antibiotic or aggressive, you know, inpatient chelation therapies to get rid of toxins. But in most cases, this will not be a permanent solution because the microbiome will be damaged. And once it's damaged, then all these toxins come in directly to your brain, okay? And even, you know, like I was saying earlier in the first hour, you know, glucose, which your brain runs on glucose. But when your microbiome is damaged, when your mucosal layer is damaged, then that glucose gets in your bloodstream at an digested rate, at an unprocessed rate. So in that raw form, it acts as a toxin to your brain. When it hits your brain, just glucose, it has to be broken down. It has to be digested. So it's real important that we protect our microbiome. And like I said, that's all the way through your sinuses, through your mouth, all the way down your esophagus, all the way through your intestinal tract, all the way down to your rectum. That's the size. When you put it all out, that's the size of 2 tennis courts. That is our brain, you know, because within that creates, you know, all the valuable neurotransmitters that can't be made by our body. We can't get them for food. You know, things like phenylalanine, things like tyrosine, things like tryptophan, you know, that's what makes, you know, those microorganisms in our mitochondria, that's what makes up, you know, our phenylalanine. That's what makes our tyrosine. And then once that's made, then through the shikimic pathway, it transfers that, you know, neuroamino acid into our brain, and, you know, all of a sudden we have dopamine. And then the brain can make serotonin. You know, once that gut makes the phenylalanine and the tryptophan and the tyrosine, you know, then our brain between our ears can make the dopamine and the serotonin. But the gut has to make that first. The gut has to give the brain that signal, hey, I've got enough phenylalanine, I've got enough tyrosine, I've got enough tryptophan. And then boom, you know, the brain can make the serotonin, and the serotonin is so important for, you know, for not only our immunity response, but for our well-being, you know, for us to be able to relax. Otherwise, we'll be stressed all the time. You've heard of attention deficit disorder. You've heard of people being too stressed. You just look at the kids today. You look at the left today. They're stressed out so much. And, you know, part of it is their microbiome's destroyed. I feel sorry for them. But at the same time, they're my enemies because, you know, they're the ones that are creating this dystopia and want to destroy the American way. Okay? But at the same time, their microbiome's destroyed, so they don't really have a full brain because the brain is the microbiome, okay? With all the drugs and toxins they're getting, and with all of us are getting, this is the problem. We're all getting it, okay? And the powers that be are letting that go, even though in all other countries of the world, they banned all these toxins, yet we're still exposed to them, okay? That's what breaks down our microbiome. And trust me, you want to avoid antibiotics and aggressive chelation therapy to get rid of toxins when you go into inpatient treatment to get rid of, you know, toxic heavy metals or whatever. You want to avoid aggressive chelation inpatient therapy. You want to avoid antibiotics. The mainstream and some natural practitioners will recommend that drug or chelation therapy to get rid of toxins. But in most cases, that is not a permanent solution, because the microbiome will continue to be damaged and disrupted, and many toxins will remain lodged in your body. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, You must get the exact foods for your body, and that can only be found with the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, showing your unique biochemistry. You know, with a proper diet from the HTMA, then the cells can get the minerals in a balanced form to make them stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals. Because we can only do it one cell at a time to properly get them all out of our system. Okay, that's all 70 trillion of our cells, including our brain cells, including our heart cells, including our skin cells. You know, by getting that proper food balance, you know, and getting that chemistry right in, you know, and minerals right in the cells, then and only then can they dump the toxins. And once the balanced cells are so good at, you know, they're so good at repair that they clean out everything, okay? You know, once they're balanced. But if they're too damaged to improve the repair, then they'll just kill itself with apoptosis, okay? And then they call in the stem cell from the immunity response to regenerate itself in a rapid fashion. This is when your microbiome is in good shape, okay? Because, you know, the microbiome in your gut is also more than 60% of your immunity response is in your microbiome, okay? So when cells need to be replaced and that microbiome is in check, then all of a sudden, boom, the cells turn on to apoptosis, and then they're replaced and regenerate themselves in a rapid fashion. It's all well coordinated by a communication network that is not by the human body. It's made by the bacteria and fungi and other flora in the microbiome. We need those little guys in the proper balance, you know, which is actually a reflection of our environment that we live in, of our soil and everything that we're around, okay? So when we're healthy and we're living in concert and, you know, we're directly, you know, man is actually designed to live in concert with and completely directly dependent on the health of the ecosystem around us. So when our soils are polluted with the glyphosate and we're eating food with glyphosate, we're getting the other toxins, you know, all of a sudden our gut gets damaged because our soil's damaged. It all is a reflection. But because our environment and air and soil is being poisoned daily, we have to balance our gut, you know, even more aggressively, and the minerals in our cells to stay healthy. That's the only way you can do it, folks. That's the only way out of this nightmare, okay? And believe me, they are trying to poison you. So, after an initial period of 6 months with the hair tissue mineral analysis and eating those foods and following the schedule, the diet of the HTMA, the cells will reformulate and get stronger with the balance of minerals. With our laboratory analysis, the HTMA will show in the test before and after what we're doing is working. People may say, oh, I feel better. I said, no, I want to show you in your second test why you're feeling better. This is all, I have all the proof right before to show you how those toxins were eliminated. And it will show how those toxins were removed. Because you see the first test, you see them all in there. You see the second test, and they're not there. So to strengthen the microbiome and to heal our digestive tract, we are using the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Program from the other lab I work with. This heals the gut, and it usually works efficiently in 3 or 4 months with a continuous introduction of proper sporobiotics from our lab for maintenance to keep your microbiome in harmony. After that, you just stay on the maintenance dose. And all of our studies, we're showing right across the board, all the studies are, you know, with actual human trials, that most leaky gut heals in 30 days, and if not all leaky gut, and people are healing in 60 days using the 3Rs. And after that, people can start eating gluten when they were once gluten intolerant, or they couldn't eat peanuts, or they couldn't eat corn because they're allergic, or any other foods that you're allergic to, because you repaired that mucosal layer and restored the shikimic pathway, and most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear, and many times full brain function, not all times, but many times full brain function returns, okay? So with the HTMA and the 3Rs program, This is the dietary roadmap that I provide from the labs to my patients, okay? And I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body to bring back the shikimic pathway as well as to heal the mucosal layer and to cure once and for all leaky gut problems. And you can eat, you know, gluten again. There are no other conventional natural ways to do that, folks. There's no other ways to accomplish that. I know that this business inside and out. I've been doing it 35 years. I ran my own lab, you know, back in 1982. And, you know, and we accomplished this and prove it with before and after laboratory analysis, okay? Nobody else does that, all right? So I'm just telling you, after completing HTMA and the 3 R's, your body's immunity response is strong again after cleaning away the toxic obstacles that were holding us back, okay? So it doesn't matter how much toxins they're dumping on us. It doesn't matter, you know, what foods you're eating, although I tell people I've given you some food choices like the grain place, you know, get some more. Start trying to eat organic, you know, and once, you know, I bought a whole rolled bag of triticale organic. Rolled triticale is a cross between wheat and rye. Organic, rolled, 25 pounds for only $35, okay? And I use that like oatmeal in the morning, and it's good. I mean, it is good. And it doesn't take long to cook. It's rolled. It's whole grain. I get the germ. I get everything. So, you know, I do all my own cooking. I have to. I don't want. I'm a chemophobe because I see my patients. You know, it wasn't like this 20 years ago, 15 years ago. But, man, buddy, the last 5 years, it makes me mad because more and more I see that arsenic up. I see that uranium up. And, oh, man, they've got all kinds of problems with their immunity. They can't eat this food and that food. And they've tried everything. The doctors can't help them. And they just give them more drugs. And more people are telling me, just like my own brother, He said the HTMA was just BS for 30-something years until he got tired of the doctors giving him drugs because nothing was working. And I said, well, why don't you give me some hair? So he says, oh, why not? I'll do it. I've tried everything else. I'll do your stupid hair analysis. And, buddy, sure enough, once he got on the diet schedule and, you know, took those few little supplements from the lab to get his cells back in balance, he started dumping all that arsenic that he had in his body because his arsenic was off the chart. That's my own brother. I've had him on the RBN network, and he testified to that. So it works, okay? So with the immunity strength in high gear, you know, by balancing the cells and balancing the 3 R's, the immunity response gets strong again because that mucosal layer is sealed and strong, and all of a sudden, you know, our brain and cognitive activity comes back. We don't have to worry about, you know, the toxins so much if we're staying balanced. You know, you just take a maintenance dose of one of those 3 R products. That's it. You know, it's about $55 for every 2 or 3 months, and you stay in balance. You follow the HTMA diet, you stay in balance. You keep all your cells in balance. So with immunity strength and high gear, the body will eliminate each and every one of those unneeded, harmful leftovers that are lodged throughout our body and that came in from our toxic past. And the only way you can do that is when all 70 trillion of your cells are balanced and they're dumping, okay? That means your brain cells, your heart cells, your liver cells, your skin cells, your digest, your colon cells that make up your colon. All those start dumping, and so once the toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are now in your cells and you have a restored GI tract, that mucosal layer is healed and their microbiome and all those microflora are in harmony, then all our systems in our body are functioning at the optimal level, even in this present day and age, okay? You can achieve that. My patients do. This is synergy. And soon we can have true wellness in our body and our mind. And ongoing, we just monitor the biochemistry every 6 months with a hair tissue mineral analysis to make sure we're getting the right foods because our body will change and the HTMA will show that. So I want my patients to be in control of their body and their mind and their health, no matter what the powers that be throw on us, and they're throwing toxins on faster than you can shake a stick. Trust me. So if you want to live this life of homeostasis and balance, and you don't want to get sick again, you want to heal some of these problems you're having, then if that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then call me, Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, 972-825-7912, or you can go to my website, johnnydelirious.com, and then, you know, go up to the top right-hand corner, and there's a contact tab. Okay, you can click on that tab, the form will come up, you fill it out. You know, all you got to do is say, send me information on the HTMA, that's air tissue mineral analysis. Send me information on the 3 R's, and I'll get right back to you. And I'll be right back after these quick messages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All right, we are back. I am Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, sitting in for John Stapmiller. He will be back on Monday's show. And we're going to finish up this segment, this show, in this very short segment. And I just want you to know how severe this problem is, folks. You don't have to be another statistic. You know, I tried to paint a picture, you know, dystopia or extreme optimism, okay? So you choose what you want. If you don't do anything about, your diet and getting rid of the toxins you have, you might be prone to more dystopia, at least in your mind, but there is hope. And I've always been an optimist. So we don't want to be a part of this pervasive poisoning of our society when all other countries in the world have eliminated many of these toxins, but yet in the U.S., they're still here and they're rising in numbers with all the processing. Why is that? The EPA could, issue an edict saying you can't use this toxin or that toxin. Time to get them out of our body, folks. No matter how much you're getting in your body right now, you can raise the rate of repair of your body higher than the rate of injury so you won't get sick. And that's what I do, is I help my patients to attain that. So, I want to help you attain that. If you want to do that, then go to johnnydelirious.com and go in the contact portion, the tab at the top right-hand corner, and send me a message on the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and I'll send you information, or the three R's. And that's the three R's, the balance of the microbiome in the gut, and the HTMA is to balance the cells. Once you balance the cells and the microbiome, everything clears up. We don't get sick again. This is the marvelous thing that they don't tell you about. There's no other way to do this. There's all kinds of other people selling products. I'm not a products guy. I don't sell widgets. I don't have snappy neurolinguistics. I'm a lab guy. I bring you the facts. And the facts are they are poisoning us. There's no question about it. No question about it. So if you don't want to be part of that siege, and it is a siege of our mind and our body with all these toxins. So if you want to get rid of that out of your body and start feeling better again, no matter what your age, I got patients from, 6 years old all the way to 91 is my patients. And I go only by referral. That's the only thing I do. But, recently, in a year or so ago, Mark Anderson wanted me to start hosting his show when he needed help and he had to do a report and everything. And all of a sudden, he started researching everything I'm doing. And Mark knows it's true. John Stattmiller knows it's all true. And so I'm just wanting to help you. Like I said, if you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then call me. Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, 972-825-7912, and get rid of those toxins once and for all. Or you can go to my website, johnnydelirious.com, and tap on the tab. And remember, the whole point is survival. The whole point is never give up your free will. The whole point is, remember, we have the power right in our hands to do anything we want. Don't ever let them take that away. While the world is going mad, it's time for you to take control. Make it a great weekend, everybody. Have a nice thing. Glad you're here.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.